gentlemen.
Time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
But Kurt, he's always has to play hard. We know he has to play better. There's no doubt about that. And I look forward to him doing that. He's played in the league for a long time. And I look forward to him bouncing back from a rough game and a rough outing. I'm not overly concerned with that.
That's Raheem after the game yesterday. Obviously saying what you would expect him to say. Kirk Cousins not going to play like that again. Hopefully not. Because you're not going to win a lot of games with that type of performance, not just from your quarterback who turned the ball over a couple times, but from your offensive line who allowed him to be under duress the entire game. He also can't move. So if he's under duress, he's not going to be able to get out of there.
You know what, Andy? He could never move, but that's just different. He never moved, but it just looked different yesterday.
Yeah, it's just like pocket mobility. Yeah. He just didn't have the ability to navigate the pocket. Now,
or step in the throw, and a lot of that was the pressure.
Again, you had T.J. Watt in your face from jump, like almost every single play, especially in the second half.
Yeah.
Like that guy, he even said it. They had it on the broadcast. Like apparently he saw something on tape leading into the game that was a golden nugget for him as far as getting off the snap.
And you saw what it was. Like,
God the refs were bad because that was a strip sack.
Yeah.
He wasn't offsides.
They weren't changing it up. Like, it was, okay, Kurt raises the heel. Dahlman looks down. 1,000, 1,000, snap. No.
Bobs his head.
You got to do the double. You got to keep him, like, at least, like,
You've got to get him off balance a little bit.
Because
you're not going to send someone over there to help. You have to at least change the snap count slightly. So, yeah, no. We'll just do neither.
Yeah.
And just let him tee off on Kirk Cousins, who also looks a little bit hobbled. So,
The three turnovers, you're not going to win a lot of games in the NFL, especially if the other team doesn't turn the ball over. But, I mean, you look at it. Kurt is, whoever the tight end, Kurt is telling you to stop. Stop your motion. But yet, here your casual asses run behind the center. Ball snaps off of you. Bam. There's a fumble.
There it is.
And you know what? He timed the snap count so good that couldn't nobody get the fumble but him.
Now, that's preseason stuff. That stuff that if these guys played together in the preseason, you might not see.
Right.
Now, Caleb McGarry, there's no amount of preseason games
in
the world that could allow Caleb McGarry to block T.J. Watt on an island on the outside. We just know that about him.
Right.
I'm surprised they don't know that about him. Steelers certainly knew that about him, and they probably couldn't believe they kept allowing that. Like, really? They're just going to, all right.
But you know where he
great. Let's leave him over
Andy,
here.
I know me and Abe had this conversation. I know we've had this conversation. Why do we hear that they have a top five offensive line?
I don't know.
Because they're all back together?
I'm not sure.
Like, I keep hearing about this great offensive line. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
But
it's not great. I mean, they paid them all.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I
know.
It's all right.
Every time that came up leading into the season, I was like, maybe. Like, they're pretty good at run blocking when they can get that going. Like, if they can get going downhill, then they're pretty good at run blocking.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that at all last year, and certainly they didn't really get much of that going yesterday either. I mean, I thought the first 15 looked pretty good from Zach Robinson. Like, the opening drive looked pretty solid. Obviously, the drive where they ended up scoring the touchdown. Nice to see Kyle Pitts catch a touchdown.
Yeah,
boy,
man.
Was he wide open.
He was wide open. But
outside of the first drive and that drive, it was
bad.
Struggle bus.
It was bad. We talked about on Friday, tempo, they had none.
None.
And the thing with tempo is you got to run plays to get it. And they weren't able to do it. They weren't able to sustain these drives. I mean, they ran the ball okay. You know, Bijan was fine. You know, he still had a couple instances where he had to make some dudes miss before he got going. But I just love watching that dude run the football. It's so damn smooth.
Nice.
It's just so smooth how he runs it. Love watching him play.
He's so fast.
You know, Drake London was a non-factor.
Yeah.
Darnell Mooney had one catch. It was a non-factor. Ray McLeod saved maybe the third interception.
That could have been a third interception.
Because pressure. He got his arm hit.
Was it T.J. Watt again?
Probably.
We'll just assume it was.
Yeah, got his hand hit. Ball
fluttering.
Flies
there's
up.
Five Steelers around. Ray Ray goes up and makes
the play. Thank
goodness.
That was an interception. Mika was right there.
He was right there.
But amongst the offensive line play, the play calling, and your quarterback, you can't win.
No. That's three strikes.
Yeah. And so now you got time to whatever you got to do. You got to go up to Philly. We know it's going to be hostile. It's going to be Monday night. Now the thing about Philly, they don't got a Watt.
No.
They got a lot of good players.
They do. They got good guys.
They
on the
got D-line. Good guys. But they don't got him.
Jalen Carter on the inside.
But they don't got him.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
And so
not many teams do.
Not many teams do. And so I'm anxious to see how they switch it up. But yeah, my biggest thing, I was like really surprised. Like, damn, he's in a pistol again. Kurt ain't no pistol quarterback. Kurt ain't never been no pistol quarterback.
Yeah.
Kurt ain't. I was like, and I kept thinking, I was like, Damn, did they run a play action yet? Like, and then you said that. I didn't know. I couldn't remember.
There may be a stat that shows that they ran a couple of them, but I didn't see.
Yeah.
And it's
zero.
Hard.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Zero,
like,
play action?
Like,
okay.
Well, everybody runs a play action, at least one in one game. They got to be the only team that didn't run a play action pass. They were? Goodness gracious.
Okay. So there's a reason.
There has to be a reason.
Right? Like, that's not just being too cute as an offensive play
caller.
I wouldn't think.
Dude. I don't know, Andy. All I know is this. I've been in this situation. I told you, when we got Culpepper, and then we came off the knee injury.
Yeah.
And all offseason, everything was cool. He was still rehabbing. We were going through OTAs. We went through training camp. Everything was fine. We were having a good time. And then we get to the season.
Yep.
And it wasn't right. And everybody saw it. I don't know what him. Something happened with him and Nick. So I don't know what happened with that. But then the following year, after that, he came back. He's with Oakland. And came back, toe ass up, and ran the game winning touchdown against us. And then pointed to his knee, said, "I'm all right." So, you know what I'm saying? So,
did he hit that guy? One of those?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know he hits with the roll on. And then he pointed to the knee, like, "I'm good." But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it ain't been a year with this Achilles.
That's right. And again, that's why when we lead into the game on Friday, so much of the conversation is like, without knowing, without having seen any of it, you got to sort of take them for their word. But also, you have to remember what they say only matters so much.
Yes.
Because what they say to you is always going to be the right thing leading into the season.
Correct.
Now you've seen 60 minutes of football. What you see on the field matters. I don't even know if there's a comparison. It matters 50-1 compared to what they actually say. Because all offseason, it was always on track. He looks good. He's running. He's doing this.
You remember maybe a couple weeks in the training camp where he kind of said he wasn't all the way healthy? Remember he said something similar, because not always Kurt, Kurt always spilling the gummy bears.
Yeah, it's true.
And he kind of said he wasn't all the way ready. Uh-huh. I think this is why they didn't play in the preseason.
Has to be.
It's like, okay, we got, 3.5 more weeks to try to get him ready for week one.
Still don't understand why you don't play Penix.
Let's not put him out there. Now, I don't understand
that.
That's neither here nor there. But that's what I'm saying. Is that the reason? Now, no. League-wide, nobody plays in the preseason.
And so, league-wide,
yes.
You were giving me the stat before the game.
Yeah, I saw the stat this morning. Let me find it real quick, because it's talking about touchdown passes in the first game.
In week one. Yeah.
And so far, not including tonight's game, it was 33. 33 touchdowns were thrown yesterday. All right. Now, going back to last year, 2023, when a lot of them didn't play then, it was 37. Now, going back maybe 4 years ago when guys did play a little bit, it was up to 60.
So we're about half as many touchdown passes.
And a lot of that has to do with no preseason. Because coaches would rather you play in these games instead of get hurt instead of doing something in the preseason.
They'd rather you play and play rusty and maybe even bad in week one than play in preseason and get hurt. Which I understand. But that's also not the only two options, right? Like, you can play in preseason, not get hurt, work with your team, and then come out week one and not look like this. Because there were teams that went out yesterday and looked pretty good offensively, like functioning offense.
Yeah, Saints, but look who they're playing.
Well, you got to take into account who they were playing. Yeah. But there's a number of offenses that went out there and looked. Now, there was also a lot of offenses
that looked bad.
That looked awful yesterday. And I don't know, it was cold comfort. Not going to make Falcons fans feel any better. You don't care about that.
Nope.
But there was even highly paid franchise quarterbacks that went out there and played like absolute dog blank yesterday. Yeah. But problem is, one of your guys did too.
Yes.
And big part of why you lost the game yesterday is because of that.
Yeah.
Why is Russell Wilson in full uniform?
Now, I said something to you when I turned the mic off.
Yes.
All right? Because I can't say it. I can only say what I said to you about that on our Off the Cuff podcast.
Dang it.
That is the lamest.
He was inactive, right?
Yes. He was inactive. He wasn't even the emergency quarterback.
Wasn't the emergency quarterback.
That was the lamest. And I do mean the lamest blank I've ever seen. I'm looking at him like, does this, you know what, have on his uniform?
And pads.
And pads?
And cleats. And he got taped up, probably.
No!
Didn't he? I think his ankles were taped.
When you, and I praise, and in my all the games I've ever played, I've never been inactive for a game, ever.
That's great.
For your ass, nobody's ever had pads on that was inactive. Okay, I like Russ. You know I do my best.
You tried hard.
I tried.
For years.
I tried.
We finally got
you
there.
But between that and this running up and down the damn plane on London.
I know, but you tried. You were like, I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
That is the corniest crap I've ever seen in my life. And he's the only person that I could think of that would do that.
Yep. He's the only guy.
Goodness gracious,
Russ. The only guy. You know what? His team won, though.
Right now, I thought about it for a second. I said, maybe he didn't have time. After the warm-up.
Maybe
he didn't have time to take his stuff off. Okay, you got halftime.
He's like, you know what? I'm already taped up. I'll just stay out here.
They might be a loophole in the rule. I just wanted to show my guys I'm a part of it. Come on.
Yeah.
He's the only person.
Only person that would do that.
Only person.
All right. We're going to spend a lot of time in about 10 minutes talking about the college football Saturday because there was some very good games played on Saturday, some really fun stuff. There was also some really bad games played on Saturday, too. And one was very near and dear to my house. We'll talk about how hard that one was to watch with my wife. But we'll hear Kirby talk about... Actually, no, he's not even going to talk about the game they played. They won. They beat the hell out of him. Yeah. It was a running clock in the fourth quarter. Here's Kirby talking about Kentucky.
Been up there that it wasn't just a battle. Like, I can't think of a time I've ever been to that stadium and played in a game that was like, well, that was easy. It's never easy up there. Never. It's never easy on the road in the SEC at all.
Never.
And I don't know if people truly appreciate and respect a win on the road at Kentucky, how hard it is. They're well coached. They're really physical. They do a great job. I mean, they had a really good football team. So we will have our work cut out for us, not to mention 8 straight SEC games, I think it is.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I feel like South Carolina had a pretty easy win over them in Kentucky on Saturday.
How about Saturday? I enjoyed watching Saturday because all the big plays and everything. And so I had
the
big
Georgia
play
game.
That Georgia played and all those different things. South Carolina went in there and just smacked them
in
the final.
They did.
They smacked them.
Yeah.
They really, really did.
And they needed to after their week one performance.
Exactly. I was going
to
say this. Because of that, what happened in week one, they needed that one badly. Yeah, it's going to be a tough match. It's a night game up there, Lex. I've played in that stadium at night. It's electric. Them dude, and then look who's coming to town. Now, do I think that maybe Kentucky was looking at that, Brock Vandegrift and all those other things? I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
That's an interesting theory.
Sacramento went up there and smacked.
Yeah, they got smoked.
Yeah.
Vandegrift did not look good.
Didn't. Carson line wasn't good either.
Carson Beck threw 5 touchdowns on Saturday.
Yes.
Saw ETN.
Yes.
For the first time, so that was good.
Nice.
Pretty good player. Yeah, hit 5 rushes for 80
he's
yards.
Nice. He's nice.
Yeah, if he can average 15 yards a carry, he's going to really be something for this Georgia offense.
He's nice.
I mean, other than that, nobody got hurt, right?
I saw a couple dudes just do a little limping, but no, nobody got hurt.
No big
Boston
time injuries.
Boston continues to get better and better.
Yep.
He's going to be, once he, still learning on the job, but I mean.
What's going on with Oscar Delp?
I don't know.
One catch in 2 weeks?
Oh yeah, that's puzzling because I look at it. I don't think he's at – Lawson can't body like he can.
Yeah.
But Oscar can't do that. So I think –
Who did? Delp did?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Got
he got hurt.
Okay.
He was limping around or whatever. But yeah, it's going to be a fun game. I didn't realize that it was going to be a night game until like this morning. I was like, damn, I got to wait around all damn day.
Yeah. Well, you could watch the Apple Cup at 3:30. Is it still the Apple Cup when it's played on September 14th?
I asked you that last week. I was like, is it still the Apple Cup?
Only on Peacock.
Yeah. I'm so damn.
Washington State on September 14th. Weirdest thing in the world.